Welcome to All Sides with Ann Fisher. It's our membership drive this week. More about that in a bit. By 2013, about 70 million Americans will be 65 or older. Most will outlive their parents' and grandparents' generations, but many will also outlive their savings accounts. According to a new survey from Invest.com, most seniors don't have enough saved up for retirement. Joining us now for all sorts of tips on how you can make your money last as long as you do is PBS personal finance expert Jonathan Pond. He's known as America's financial planner and dedicated much of his career to educating the public on financial matters. His book, available only to public broadcasting audiences, is called Money Smarts: Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. Welcome back to the show, Jonathan.
Thank you very much, Ann. How are you?
Very well, thank you. Before we get to outliving our money, what's happening in the stock market?
Yeah.
Can we outlive this week?
I think we can. I mean, there are a variety of negative events that have sort of gotten together to scare investors. The investment community sometimes look for an excuse to drive down stock prices, and now they have ample excuse. Not just the unrest overseas, certain issues with the European economy, and number one on the list is Ebola. This is so-called headline risk, Ebola's headline risk, and the market will react very negatively to such events, but headline risk rarely lasts. So I think people need to keep in perspective how well they have done over the past several years in the stock market, and don't let a hopefully temporary blip cause you to change the way you invest, because that just leads to problems in the future, as it did for so many people back in the 2007-2008 decline when they got out of stocks, and many of them still aren't back in, even though the stock market has more than doubled in value since then. So it's risky making major changes in the way you invest, even though the temptation can seem overwhelming to do so. It's just I guess the main thing, Ann, is people, apropos retirement, people needing to think how long they're going to need their money to last. Most people react to these kinds of events. And by the way, a year ago, people were just couldn't get into stocks fast enough when it was rising. You know, it's the old double whammy of greed and fear. Now they're fearful. But the question, who cares how your investments are going to fare over the next week or the next month or even the next year, if your money is going to have to last you, in most instances, for decades, at a minimum for many, many years. And hence, you really, if you're well-diversified, and we can get into that a little bit later, I'm sure, if you're well-diversified, you just have to sit back and take your lumps every once in a while. But the biggest risk in investing is taking no risk at all. And one reason I think that the market is this is a temporary situation is the alternatives are really bad. I mean, do you move your money into money market fund or a CD that's earning almost nothing? Or do you go into bonds, which in and of themselves is earning almost nothing? So almost by default, stocks are the preferred place for your money, and I think will continue to be so. Now, you don't want to have all your money in stocks, but you certainly want to have a good dollop of stocks, and don't change your plan if you've got a well-devised plan in the first instance.
You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. My guest this hour is financial planner Jonathan Pond. This is our fall membership drive. Remember, listener support is the foundation of our budget. Please make your pledge right now at WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. For a pledge of $5 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $60, we'll send you Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts. The subtitle of the book is Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. And for that pledge of $5 a month, as a sustaining member, you get a book that you cannot find in bookstores, you cannot order online, but you can get it right now by going to WOSU.org or by calling 1-866-897-9678. If you have a question or comment for Jonathan Pond, he loves to hear from our listeners, give us a call. 614-292-8513 or email us at allsides@wosu.org. There's sort of this tail end of the pension generation still out mm-hmm. there. And I know a lot of people who are just offered a buyout on their pensions. I don't know anyone who took the buyout, but can you explain what that is and what your opinion is when that option arises?
Yeah, you can, and sometimes you don't have a choice, or they make the choice so unpalatable that you have to take the buyout. But generally speaking, if you have worked and you're going to be offered a pension, it's often best to take the pension. You know, there's something to be said about a secure lifetime income for at least some. It never provides all of what's mm-hmm. necessary, just like Social Security never provides all of what's necessary. But there's a certain comfort level in knowing you'll have that money there. And the pensions are usually more generous than if you went out and got an annuity. Annuities are being sold so vigorously these days, it's really bothersome. Even some of the companies that I much respect in this business are. I had an email from an 80-year-old lady, and she said her mutual fund company was trying to sell her annuities, just sell her annuities. It doesn't make sense for a lot of people, and there's one reason. And annuities, when you take out an immediate pay or income annuity, it's pegged to interest rates. Well, interest rates can't get any lower than they are now, so your payout is going to be far less than it would in the future. I would certainly, if you're thinking about an annuity, a private annuity that you'd purchase from some insurance company, I would certainly wait for interest rates to rise. But if you're offered a buyout option, you can crunch the numbers and see where you would be better off. Someone can help you. You could go to an accountant, perhaps. I would hope that it would be somebody who isn't trying to sell you something and find out whether it makes sense. But I tend to favor pensions over buyouts when you do have the choice.
As far as annuities go, they are trying to sweeten the pot a little bit with those. For instance, some of them are offering inheritance rights for survivors mm-hmm. If you die, you know, before a certain age and that sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah. And there's always a price to be paid for these. Some of them are tied to the stock market. But if you read the fine print, you realize you're paying substantially for that. Some people, as far as a pension, you have to make a decision as to whether you take a single life or a joint life or either of those with payments over a certain period of time. If perhaps you're single and you have heirs that you would like to benefit after your demise, you might want to take a 10-year certain or 20-year certain payout so that if you don't survive 10 or 20 years, the heirs will receive some emolument. But all of those cost money, and often it's best and just to keep it simple and take a straight life annuity or a joint life annuity in the event you want to provide also for a spouse or partner.
Thanks to Aaron Tryon in Columbus and also Abigail Turner in Bexley. Thanks for your support of All Sides with Ann Fisher and 89.7 NPR News. If you'd like to show your support right now, call 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org and make that pledge of support right now. We appreciate that you're listening, and we appreciate it when you put yourself to work for just a moment right now and make that show of support. PBS financial advice expert Jonathan Pond is offering three thank you gifts to you in a great combo package. These gifts are exclusive to public broadcasting and are only available to you right now. You can go to our website and read detailed descriptions of all of the gifts, or you can call and ask our volunteers about the gifts. Again, that number is 1-866-897-9678. 877-867-9678 or visit WOSU.org. Our pledge levels this hour range from $5 a month to $10 a month to $20 a month when you become a sustaining member. So really, there's something for anyone and everyone in any budget and every budget. Each of these thank you gifts will help you stay afloat while the economy continues to recover. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. How much should we be saving? Is there a rule of thumb when it comes to that, Jonathan Pond? How do we know how much money we'll need in retirement? Now, I know it depends on, you know, how do you want to live your life in retirement to a certain degree, but all things being equal, is there an equation?
Well, it's there are some rules of thumb, and I've looked at this long and hard over my career. And the interesting thing is, if you start in your 20s, you save just 5% of your income, chances are you're going to be in good shape when you retire, if you deign to retire at 65. But after the 20s, you know, most of us don't get going seriously until our 30s, and then that number jumps to 10 or 15%. If I were to provide a general rule of thumb, I would say 15% should be saved, ideally into a workplace retirement plan so you can get a tax, in essence, a tax deduction for the contribution. I'm hard-pressed even for younger people. My kids are in their 20s, and they are coerced because, of course, Anne, they're the preacher's daughters. they are coerced into saving 15%. And I say it's 10% for your retirement and 5% for the down payment on a house. And they begrudgingly do that and claim that I'm, you know, robbing them of their youth. And but I think they feel pretty good about what's going on in their financial life. But 5% at least, if you're younger, 10 to 15 is much better. And I don't want to get into what you'd need to save if you were, you know, in your 40s or 50s, 50s particularly, because the number jumps pretty substantially at that point if you're starting from scratch. But there are other ways around just having to save enough of a nest egg. Just working extra, working more years has a dramatic, dramatic impact not only on your Social Security, but also on your ability to lead a financially comfortable retirement. Retirement preparedness, there are a variety of studies around it. I'm not sure it's a lot more depressing than it has been in the past, but people now hear more about it. They have you know, middle children like me who love to hear themselves talk about it and things like that. So there's more of a consciousness being raised, and that's something that I think is a good thing. And it's never too late to start. And the planners, which you will be talking about, take that into consideration when I provide you customized, one-of-a-kind advice on your financial life.
We have an email from Jenna, Jonathan, that I think will lead in very nicely to a description of your financial Money Smarts financial planner and also Money Smarts investment planner. She asks, is there a website or financial planning tool you recommend for 20-somethings to help plan for our retirement? Should we consider Social Security when planning for our retirement?
Okay. Well, Jenna, good question. And Anne, it was a good lead-in. And Anne will provide you with a gratuity later on for such a nice lead-in. But the plan for Social Security. I hear people. I get calls on the talk shows from people who say Social Security is going away. It isn't going away. I mean, the government has enough trouble making ends meet. If Social Security goes away, they're going to have to provide for people some other way. The key issue is when to collect Social Security. I was just speaking with my friends at the Social Security Administration, and you know, they asked me to get out the word. Roughly 52% of the population collects Social Security the first day they're eligible at age 62. Now, you may well need the money. If that's the case, so be it. But it really pays to wait for the rest of your life. After 62, from 62 to 66, the annual income you will receive rises by 6% a year, the lifetime income. From 66 to 70, it rises by 8% a year. Social Security is justifiably horrified by that number. And here's another one. Almost three-quarters of people collect before full retirement age of 66.
Wow, I'm surprised at that.
And some, you know, some of them literally, Ann, have told me. I had one call, and he said, I'm going to collect next week because I heard in 3 weeks they're going to end Social Security. And I said, all right, go ahead and collect next week, but do me a favor. Take your first Social Security check and go to a psychiatrist because you're nuts. But that's the mentality. But Jenna, yeah. So count in Social Security. Social Security will be enough. Typically, if you're going to have a, you know, not bad retirement, will provide you for 1 week a year, 1 week a month. Well, if it's 1 week a month, you have to double down your efforts, and you're in your 20s, so this is great that your consciousness has been raised in your own instance. You got to provide for the other 3 weeks. I don't know of any retirees who want to live just 1 week each month. So the ball is in your court, Jenna.
All right. So once again, this is listener supported 89.7 NPR News, and this is All Sides with Ann Fisher. Joining us this morning is financial advisor Jonathan Pond with our thank you gifts for you this hour. The best deal we are offering right now is the Jonathan Pond Combo. For a pledge of just $20 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $240, you will receive Jonathan's book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. It's a great deal for $20 a month. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And remember, these gifts we're talking about today are only available to people who support public broadcasting. This is the only way to take advantage of what you're hearing about today. Don't wait. Call now while Jonathan Pond is on the air. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And Jonathan, let's talk about, for people who have never heard the show before, let's talk about the Money Smarts Financial Planner. And maybe in terms of someone like Jenna, who's in her 20s, and somebody else who's older and trying to figure out, you know, a lot of people are going through very new experiences in retirement these days that 25 or 30 years ago didn't exist. A lot of that 401k cashing out of things is nerve-wracking.
Yes, it really is. And I think these planners will be a big help. And I'm proud to say that the Money Smarts Financial Planner is the most popular thank you gift ever offered on public media. And the Money Smarts Investment Planner is the second most popular. And at the $20 a month sustainer level or one-time gift of $240, you can receive both of them. Here's the skinny. They're based on a questionnaire. You receive your questionnaire shortly after you make your pledge. And then you have a choice of filling out your questionnaire. It takes about a half hour to fill out. They're very straightforward. I think that's one reason they're so popular. Fill them out. You can fill them out online or on paper. And then submit them to us. And we will send you your report within 1 week if you fill it out online, or within 3 weeks if you fill it out on paper, because we have to bind it up and make it pretty for you. If, as about three-quarters of the people do, the members do, you want to fill it out online and receive your report by email, about 75% of the people do. Most of them really appreciate the confidentiality aspect of it, because we don't need your name at that point. You get a password, but we don't need your name. So this is truly confidential. You'll never have anybody calling you. But once you fill out the questionnaire, you receive your report. The Money Smarts Financial Planner discusses all areas of your financial life that are important to you. Getting the right kind of insurance at the right price, managing your credit before it manages you, helping overcome the college hurdle if you've got kids. If you don't have kids, I don't waste your time. These reports are truly customized. As a matter of fact, I was recently told that the statistics nerd looked at this and said the chances of any two people getting the same report are 1 in 6 sextillion. That's 6 to the 21st power. So wow. It really, truly is customized to your needs. Talks about estate planning. It talks about a little bit about investing and any topic that's important to you. If you're in a partnered relationship, I deal with the challenges of people in those relationships. So we cover everything, insurance, estate planning, tax planning, you name it. That's the financial planner. Now, the investment planner takes an in-depth look at your investment situation, even if you're just starting out. I suggest how you should diversify your investments. And again, no two are alike because everybody's situation is different. That in and of itself is so important because diversification is the key to surviving these kinds of market turbulence we're under and thriving over the long run. So I'm a stickler for diversification. I also recommend mutual funds. You hear about all these robo-planners. We were the first robo-planner, and as opposed to everybody else, we pick individual no-load, that means no commission, mutual fund for your situation, not your neighbors, not your golf partners, not your colleague at work. Your situation is different, so we recommend funds that fit your situation. I mean, give you an example of this. If we think you should have municipal bond funds and you're a resident of Ohio, we recommend Ohio municipal bond funds because you'll get a double tax break on that. So that's the investment planner. And as Ann well knows, many of the WOSU members who are so generous and so smart take advantage of both. There is no overlap between them. Many people give one away as a gift to a family member or friend. So for both of those, you have, I think, a very comprehensive, customized review of your situation. And I think we add a couple of other items as well, the book. Yep. A 1-year subscription to my weekly e-newsletter called Ponderings.
Call 1-866-897-9678 and make a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120 and pick up the Money Smarts Financial Planner, which is your personal finance report done by Jonathan Pond. You'll fill out a short questionnaire and Jonathan will then send you that personal financial planner. Plus, you also get Jonathan's book. That is for a pledge of $10 a month and as a sustaining member or a one-time gift of $120. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. For a pledge of $20 a month as a sustaining member, you'll receive Jonathan Pond's newest book, a personalized financial planner, and a personalized investment planner. That's a $20 a month or a one-time gift of $240 online at WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. And likewise, you can get the personalized investment planner by itself for a pledge of $10 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $120. 1-866-897-9678 or go online to WOSU.org. You're listening to All Sides with Ann Fisher on 89.7 NPR News. We have an email from Jenny. She writes, I am trying to put some money away for my daughter for college. She is 8 years old, but I need a new car soon. The only place in my budget for a car payment is by not putting college money away anymore. I'm having a hard time with this decision.
Okay, well, it's an age-old decision another issue that's often confronted, Jenny, is do I contribute to college savings or do I contribute to my retirement plans at work? It's more important to contribute to your retirement plans. In this instance, Jenny, you need the car. And what I want you to promise me is that if you take out a loan on the car, which you need to, don't take it out for more than 3 years. The problem with car loans these days is that people just go from car loan to car loan to car loan, and that can drag you down big time. So I would certainly consider a used car, and I would certainly consider a loan of at most 3 years. If you can't afford to get a car with a three-year loan, I'll be very honest with you, Jenny, you can't afford the car. And you, this is interesting and kind of outrageous to me. My daughter moved from New York up to Boston and needed a car. So I said, fine, we'll help you out a little bit, but you got to get a car loan. I insist that she have some skin in the game. So she needed a $12,000 car loan. She goes to a credit union, a very respected credit union in town, not some sleazy operation. I'm a big fan of credit unions. And they sat down and they said they looked, you know, they reviewed her credit for about 15 seconds. I don't think she has any credit. She's in her early 20s. They said, you qualify for a $38,000 car loan. Now, she's a teacher. She barely makes that. You qualify for a $38,000 car loan. Well, you know, she said, you know, she came back and said, you know, I'm sticking with the 12 because I know you would go through the roof. But what she said, what went through my mind is, whoa, what could I get for $38,000? This is outrageous. Mm-hmm. They wanted her to take a seven-year loan. I insisted it only be 2 years. But these young, you know, you've got to understand the implications of a car loan that's that long. And shame on these financial institutions from saying you qualify for a $38,000 car loan. My wrath is palpable. Sure, I'm sure. But Jenny, you need the car loan. Hold off on the education a little bit. Make sure, though, before you contribute any money for education for your 8-year-old, to contribute generously to your retirement plans at work. And I'd like you to do an IRA. You know, we always get over the education hurdle. One way or the other, we get over the hurdle. But what I worry about are people who are well-intended and want to contribute to and save for their kids' education, who may sacrifice their retirement on the altar of helping with the education. Retirement first. You got to have a car, so the car loan, hopefully just a couple of years, and then you can get back in helping your daughter, hopefully with a 529 plan.
If you have a question or comment for Jonathan Pond, you can give us a call, 614-292-8513, or email us at allsides@wosu.org. I want to say thanks to Starla Jury in Columbus and also Amadou Niang in Dublin. Thanks for helping us, helping support WOSU 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher and all the programming we try to bring to you. Thanks to Carol Whitehouse in Columbus. Carol wrote a really, really nice comment that when you make a pledge, you can also make, you know, include comments. And she wrote a very nice comment about the show. And I'm too embarrassed to read it out loud, but I just wanted to tell Carol Whitehouse, thanks a lot. That was very, very sweet. So if you want to make a call and show your pledge of support for 89.7 NPR News and All Sides with Ann Fisher right now, the number is 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. Or go online to WOSU.org and make that show of support right now at whatever level you can afford. Jonathan.
Ann.
Yeah.
Yep. I just want to embarrass you a little more. I wanted to give a shout out to two of your biggest fans and great supporters of WOSU. I had the pleasure of meeting their cousin last week here in Boston, but it's Kirsten and Myreed, uh-huh. Who are big supporters and big fans. So they're Columbus residents, and thank you for your support. And I hope those of you will call in and show your support to this absolutely marvelous community resource in WOSU.
Well, that's nice to hear. People all the way over in Boston talking about it. Okay, so baby boomers stuck in the sandwich generation, mm-hmm. meaning they're financing college for their kids while supporting their aging parents.
Yep.
You're saying, you just told Jenny, focus on making yourself stable when you're older so that maybe you don't have to be a burden to your kids later on.
It's
a kind of a negative way to look at it, I suppose.
Well,
but
no, you have to pay yourself first, as they say, and It's difficult to be callous, but you're exactly right. If you don't want to be a burden on your kids, you need to provide for your retirement. If your kids are in school and you're finding you will have to curtail your retirement, I would prefer that loans be taken out. You may get into a better position because a lot of parents end up paying off all or part of their kids' student loans as they, you know, get on in years and earn more income, perhaps. But with retirement plan contributions, 401ks, IRAs, self-employed plans, you name it, it's use it or lose it every year. So every year you forego contributing is a year you can't make up. And so it's a real challenge these days. And I think one of the huge challenges, as a matter of fact, I mentioned this in Smart Planner for those who have adult children, who indicate in their questionnaire they have adult children, you know, the issue of supporting or helping your kids through rough patches. You know, it's one thing to help them, but it's another thing to enable them. And that's such a thin line. And I've talked with so many people in the past couple of years who are basically supporting their kids, who find it's a lot easier to have mom and dad support us rather than go out and look for a job. That's unfair to everybody. There's no question. I talked with one recently who finally I said to her, your daughter is just not doing anything. You've been supporting her, you say, ever since she got out of college, and she has a PhD. Just tell her to go on welfare. And she called me back a week later and said, hey, she went on welfare. I said, great. By the way, how old is she? 63. She's been living off her parents until she's 63, and now she's decided to go on welfare. So I get exercised about this as well, but it's tough. It is really tough for boomers these days when you're in the sandwich generation and you may have financially needful parents and financially needful children. Help them out if you can afford it, but don't sacrifice your own future for it. It's tough love. I agree.
This is 89.7 NPR News, and this is our fall membership drive. The best deal we're offering this hour is at $20 a month as a sustainer, because you get everything. You get to support public radio, and you get Jonathan Pond's book, Money Smarts, and the Money Smarts Financial Planner, and the Money Smarts Investment Planner. Those items are offered only to public radio listeners like you. Visit WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. For just $10 a month as a sustaining member or a one-time gift of $120, you can pick up the Money Smarts Investment Planner and have Jonathan Pond give you your personalized investment advice. Pick the pledge levels that work for you. $5, $10, or $20 a month as a sustaining member, just a few dollars a day. And remember, every dollar helps 89.7 NPR News and helps keep All Sides with Ann Fisher on the air. Visit WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Make that call right now. Thanks to Catherine Young in Columbus and also Christos Gigas in Columbus. Thanks for your show of support today. We really appreciate it. Let's talk about housing. You made me think of an experience I had when I bought my first house. I paid $59.9 for it. Those are the good old days, huh, Jonathan?
Yeah. You couldn't get a doghouse for that.
Exactly.
These days, I think.
But at the time, I remember the banker, and I went through a small bank, and I really liked them. They don't exist anymore, of course. But they said, you qualify for $110,000, but we recommend you go with the lower amount, which I thought was part of that really that what we've lost to a certain extent when it comes to this issue. But what about – is it a good investment? Still?
Oh, without question, a home. Yeah, the people out there who say a home is no longer worthwhile, I think they don't know what they're talking about. If as long as you plan to live in the area for at least 5 years, owning is better than renting. It's a struggle. I mean, I'm sure you, like me, when I bought my first house, you lay awake at night.
Yes. You know,
younger people say $59,000. I mean, that's
it was
like
a lot
rolling
of money
off
back.
A log. And, you know, but no, if you bought enough house, you were worried, you know, you didn't even know how to order at a restaurant because it's been took so long before you went back into one. But that's okay. You're building up because Here's one of the things I see. I have actually studied this, and I haven't published it yet. But I can ask somebody one question who's getting ready to retire and know whether they're going to retire well or they're challenged. And it isn't how much do you have put away. It's do you own your home free and clear? Because if you own your home free and clear, the fact is, and you have Social Security and you have, you know, some money stashed away in your retirement plans, you don't need $1 million. But those who are encumbered with a mortgage that's going to take them a long time to pay off, I don't, you know, if it takes you a few years into retirement to pay off, that's one thing. But those who have just added to their mortgage and refinanced and, you know, for a higher mortgage, they're headed for problems. There's no question about that. Renting is, you know, is kind of a crapshoot because you don't know what's going to happen to your rent over the years. And you know, it's not free to own a home free and clear by any stretch, but you have an asset there. You have something that you can tap into. If you want to relocate, you can take the equity out of it and relocate, hopefully to a lower cost area. It gives you a lot of options. A reverse mortgage is another option, which renters would not have. So I'm a big proponent of it, and I don't buy the whole notion that that owning a home doesn't make sense anymore. It's just it doesn't wash with me. It never will.
Thanks to Vicki Nichols in Columbus. Thanks for supporting All Sides. The number to call to show your support, 1-866-897-9678. Talk a little bit about how do you know how much home to buy? Sometimes I drive through some neighborhoods and the living rooms have no furniture in them. They're really, really beautiful houses and they're yeah. very nice. And gosh, I wish I had one, but...
Exactly. You know, these are the people I refer to those as people who have an edifice complex. You don't want to buy as much house as you can afford. It used to be that way. Money yeah. was easy. You know, you'd buy this house and you couldn't afford to put any furniture in it. You want something that's reasonably priced where you can not only afford the mortgage, but if you lose your job, it's not going to be the end of the world as far as being able to meet the mortgage obligation. So I think we're getting back and to a situation where I think people are being more modest. There will always be those that have to, you know, demonstrate something, and they're the ones with the 7-year car loans. And you know, they can live beyond their means. That's fine. You can wave to them from your front porch when you're retired and they're going off to work forever. And that will be fine. So modest is important, but you know, if it's a first house, it's going to be a financial strain anyway. But you don't anymore have to buy the most house you can afford. It's just too many other things you need to do in your financial life to be able to have you know, most of your money tied up in the equity in a home. And, you know, owning a home is not riskless, as we found during the recession. People who were heavily indebted, some of them were still underwater in their houses because they had too much debt on the house in the first instance. Houses are getting smaller. That's nice. After decades of new construction, bigger and bigger houses, now they're getting smaller. I like that.
Jonathan Pond, some of the listeners have called in to ask if planners work for retirees. Can you talk about that regarding the Money Smarts Investment Planner
sure.
and also the Money Smarts Financial Planner?
Well, and 30% since we ask you if you're retired or working, we know from the personal profile or the questionnaire, about 30% of the members, because that's the only way you will be able to receive this, please don't call my office and try to sleaze your way into the Money Smarts Financial Planner or Money Smarts Investment Planner. It just won't work. But 30% are retired already. And according to some of the stations, this is kind of interesting in and of itself. There's another 30% who take advantage of these not for themselves, but for someone else. Mm-hmm. Typically a younger generation family member, but sometimes for parents, I gather. So it does work for retirees. The report is completely different. Now, the Money Smarts Financial Planner report is, this is 25 years of effort on my part, so let me brag about it a little bit. It starts with a cover letter where I talk in a very friendly manner about what I think of your overall financial situation. And it never says your situation stinks. That's what people
that's what people are afraid of.
People have written me and said, you know, I thought our situation was hopeless, but we have a plan now. We're looking forward. And I'm not being Pollyannish mm-hmm. either. So you get the cover letter, and then you get a section where I point out the sections of the report. The report runs anywhere from about 25 to 60 pages. Now, if it runs 60 pages, it doesn't mean your situation is a mess. It simply means it's complicated. So don't worry about the length of the report. But there's a rundown of the sections of the report and how they fit into your own situation. And the third one is the one I'm proudest of, because I come up with a lot of recommendations. There can be 40, 50, 60 different recommendations. And the problem is people are going to feel overwhelmed. So the third part of the report, which runs two or three pages, is a priority list. It says what are the most important things to do now. High priority, medium priority, to make the questionnaire easy to fill out. If you're not sure about something, you just say, I'm not sure, and I remind you later on that that even though you're not sure, that you're not sure and you need to check up on this. So that in and of itself is a nice little checklist, and people rave about it. And the new feature of these financial planning reports is that you will every few weeks I will send you an email reminder, not trying to sell you an annuity, not trying to sell you anything except calling right now and taking advantage of these items. That's what I'm selling you. But I provide reminders. If you don't have a will, and particularly if you have kids, you know, I want to say, you doofus, you really should get a will. But I don't. I say, you know, it's time to get your will. Please get your will. If you're not contributing to an IRA around an IRA season, you'll get an email from me. So I follow up, and if you get sick of it, you can unsubscribe. But people like to be reminded of these. So this is I think this is a powerful tool, as is the investment planner. I mean, one of the things I like about the investment planner, sure, it gives you nice color pie charts, how to diversify your money, recommends investments for you. But one thing I like is what I call the hierarchy. I look at your overall situation, and I say, okay, these are the best things. First of all, do a 401k. Next, if you qualify, I'll know if you qualify, you provide me enough information. Next, a Roth IRA. If you have some self-employment income, self-employed. And then I work down extra payments against your mortgage, contributing to kids' education. So you have a nice list there in the Money Smarts Investment Planner of the best places to put your money so that you're doing the right thing with your financial future. There's no bias in this at all. I'm completely objective, and you're not going to see all this nonsense about, you know, you need $62 million worth of life insurance, and the place to get it is, here it is, to call this number. This is objective. This is something like it doesn't exist anywhere else. If you do it by email, I don't even need your name. I do need your first name. I need your state of residence, and it wouldn't hurt to list your kids' names, because if I have to talk about them in the report, I'll talk about them by name.
We're running out of time, less than 15 minutes in the hour. I want to thank Carla Powell in Columbus for your show of support today. Thanks for your contribution. Jonathan Pond is here today to talk about personal finance, and because he knows how difficult getting your finances in order can be, especially after the recent economic downturn. But he's also here because he knows the importance of public radio. Only public broadcasting can offer you the detailed financial advice that Jonathan Pond offers. Call with your pledge of support, 1-866-897-9678, or go to WOSU.org. Make a pledge of $5 a month or a one-time gift of $60, and we'll send you the book Money Smarts. Make a pledge of $20 a month as a sustaining member or a one-time gift of $240, and your thank you gift is the combo package, everything we've been talking about this hour, for a pledge of $20 a month. This is a great investment in public radio and a great investment in the future of All Sides. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. 877-9678. Thanks to Rick Delaney and Powell, and also thanks to Judith Wright in Washington Courthouse. Thanks for your support. You know, Jonathan, people who listen to public radio are all already good decision makers.
That's right. Washington Courthouse, is she in jail? I hope she's not incarcerated. Is she,
it's just one of those funny names of a town in Ohio.
Okay. Yeah. So, yes, I do. At whatever level is comfortable for you, I ask you to support this valuable community resource. I mean, the thing about public media is that they treat you like an adult. But they also provide knowledge that we can receive, and you just can't in the other media. The long form reporting, the involvement in the community issues. You just can't beat this. This is arguably WOSU is arguably. I know it's a big college town, and I love the college, but this is the most important educational resource in your community, and it's richly deserving of your support. And I am pleased to provide these exclusively to those who support their public radio and public television stations. At the $240 level, or $20 a month, it's as simple as that. You will receive both of the financial planner and the investment planner. There's no deadline to fill out the questionnaire. The only deadline is, you know, I take this Mary Clam Bake back with me at the end. So I would please call as soon as possible. But you receive both of the planners plus the Money Smarts book. Now, you'll receive the Money Smarts book soft cover, and I'll stick a coupon in it. So that you can take advantage of an ebook version. So you can, you know, if you're like me and you're not terribly computer literate, you'll take the book yourself and then give the ebook to some kid in the family, or and they can download it and read it. What a great gift for a young adult.
Yeah,
and also a 1-year subscription to Ponderings, right, which is every Monday morning you'll receive my thoughts on what's going on and some money tips every week.
And once again, you can split it up. You can keep the book for yourself and give – if one of your kids is starting to make the big bucks, you could give them the investment planner. If another one is just starting out, the Money Smarts financial planner. There's a lot of different things you can do with this package. All Sides with Ann Fisher is here on 89.7 NPR News. Thanks to listener support. Listeners like you giving what they can to support this programming. The conversations you hear on this show are unique to public radio. Keep the conversation going by making a pledge right now. Go online to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. That's 1-866-897-9678. We have about 8 minutes to go. We'd love to hear from 8 more people at whatever level you can afford to support. 8 more people this hour and 8 minutes to go. Give us a call, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. We did get a comment from Starla Jury in Columbus, who made a contribution this hour. And thanks again to Starla. She wrote a comment. She said, "Thank you, WOSU, for keeping me entertained and well-informed every day." That's what we do. We keep you entertained and well-informed every single day. Thanks to Sandy Mitchell in Hilliard. Also, John Hooper in Columbus. Now we just need 6 more people to go this hour. It'll just make us feel really, really good. And we know we'll be on the right track for our ultimate goal during this fall membership drive. 1-866-897-9678. We have an email from Ben in Columbus. He says, "I am in my late 20s, recently completed a professional degree, and started a new job with a good salary. However, I am now facing repayment of nearly $200,000 in federal education loans, including a substantial portion of grad plus loans with a 7.9% interest rate. I have no other debt. What balance should I be striking between paying down those loans and contributing to a 401k?
All right. Well, congratulations, Ben. You are encumbered with debt, and you certainly want to start paying off the higher interest student loans. I would start out, I would think that you would want to probably put about 40% of what's left over each month into retirement savings plans, and the other 60% toward the loan. So obviously you need to service at least the minimums on the loans. Mm-hmm. But the thing about it is loans are loan repayments, even though you borrowed for the best possible reason you could borrow, you know, there's no joy in doing that. And there is joy in contributing in saving for your financial future. So, and I say the same thing of people who may have a lot of credit card debt or other kinds of debt. Don't just take every cent you have and pay down debt. It's good for the soul. It's good for the psyche to be contributing to plans, retirement savings plans. And Ben, particularly if you have a good salary, you can certainly use the tax deduction of mm-hmm. contributions to a 401k or 403b plan. So, yes, you've got that large amount of debt looming, but as I often say, please think about this whenever you're contemplating something in your financial life. Nothing in your financial life is either or. Many people who are trying to sell you something would say, oh, yeah, you have to put all of your money into this, or there's no alternative. It's not the case. Nothing is either or. Pay down the debt, but also pay for your future, even though it's going to take you longer to pay down the debt. And you'll be able to face the future with a little bit of a financial cushion and knowing that you're on the road to financial security.
Thanks to Adam Pettis in Dublin. We just need five more calls or web pledges this hour. We have just about 5 minutes left in the hour, and all we need are five more pledges by phone or by web. 1-866-897-9678 is the number to call, or you can go online to WOSU.org. If you give us a call and have questions and want to know more about the planners, you can ask the volunteers. We have local volunteers just a couple walls away from me right now. Hi to them, and thanks to them for all of their help. This is definitely a community project, raising the money we need to give you the programming that you've come to depend on every single day. Make the call right now, 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org, and do it right now. It makes you feel better for the rest of the year. 1-866-897-9678, or go online to WOSU.org. Once again, our gifts to you today, our thank you gifts are for to just $10 a month as a sustaining member, or a one-time gift of $120. You can pick up the Money Smarts Investment Planner and have Jonathan Pond give you personalized investment advice. You can pick the pledge level that works for you, $5, $10, or $20 a month as a sustaining member. And remember, every dollar helps 89.7 NPR News and keeps all sides on the air. Visit WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Thanks to Tammy Fleshman in Columbus and also Margaret Reddy in Columbus. We need just three more contributions this hour, and coincidentally, we have three more minutes to go. So make that call right now. Be one of those three. Be one of the three. Jonathan?
Yes. I do encourage you to call. I was thinking as you were describing these planners that this morning I just happened upon, as I was getting ready to come over here, a file that my office had put together that I wasn't even aware of, which were testimonials for these planners from none other than public media members. And it was moving how people reacted to the planners, particularly those who had been going through some tough times, mm-hmm. and how it gave them encouragement. Others who said, I've been doing this every year for several years at the same time, because the only time you can receive it. And they said every year our priority list is reduced a little bit. So we really know we're on track. Mm-hmm. And for those of you who have taken advantage of this in the past, hey, this is a good time to step up with your annual contribution to great programming at WOSU. And you'll find the reports are constantly updated. And you'll get new fund information. I always like to talk about the fact that WOSU is the only investment I know of that pays dividends every day of the year, and it certainly does. So if you would call 866-897-9678 or pledge online, wosu.org, this will be much appreciated. And then the ball is in my court, and I consider it an honor. It's time-consuming, but it's an honor to help you do better in your financial future, because that's exactly what your show of support is doing.
We have just 1.5 minutes left. Thanks to James Hall in Delaware. Two more calls and we'll make our goal for this hour. Just two more calls. 1-866-897-9678. Again, that's 1-866-897-9678. And for a pledge of just $5 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $60, we'll send you Jonathan Pod's book, Money Smarts. The subtitle of the book is Can't Miss Strategies for Achieving Lifelong Financial Security. You can't get this book in bookstores. You can't order it online, but you can get it right now. Go to WOSU.org or call 1-866-897-9678. Jonathan Pond, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thank you, Ann, and thanks most importantly to those of you who are new or sustaining members of WOSU. What a great resource you have.
I second that. Thanks for all of your support, and thanks for listening. This is listener-supported WOSU-FM and HD1 Columbus, and online at WOSU.org, 89.7 NPR News, your all-day NPR news station, a service of WOSU Public Media.
Support comes from Broadway in Columbus, presenting Disney's The Lion King. This Tony Award-winning Broadway musical is back in Columbus. The Lion King, now playing at the Ohio Theater through November 9th. Tickets and more information at lionking.com.